afternoon, Apartments.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm the city inspector here. And I'm in apartment 210.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we can't approve this. This whole Airbnb thing. Because it doesn't...
Oh, what?
It doesn't seem fire safe. The airbedandbreakfastservice.com?
No, wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you
calling the right number?
Oh, yeah. No, I guess Airbnb, they expect their... you know, the people that rent out their rooms to get them inspected to have a better rating?
Oh, that's not me.
Well, oh, no, the person who lives in apartment 210 called us.
About what?
Well, to inspect all the separate units, because he's divided up this whole apartment. Like, one of the bedrooms is 2 units, and the living room is 3 units. Like, he's divided all up and put doors on all the separate units.
What?
And it's the main problem...
No, wait a minute. Are you here at... Apartments?
Yeah, on Court.
And you're in Orlando Gomez's apartment?
That's the guy.
And what did he do in his apartment?
Hold on, let me type that in. He's divided up his apartment into a bunch of different units so that he can...
He can't do that.
Well, no, he did. He's been doing this for a while, apparently, because he put up drywall. He put up studs and drywall and...
No, wait a second.
Painted it. It looks...
No, we inspect the apartments every year.
Oh, well, you're going to want to look at this one. Yeah, so...
I'm going to. I'm sending my maintenance man up to you now.
Well, I'm trying to tell you something. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So the main problem...
What?
The main problem we have is he installed a urinal in every single... I'm sorry, let me get a glass of water.
I don't... Oh, my God.
So the urinals that he installed in every single unit in here... Because there's 8 separate units inside this apartment.
8?
Yeah, there's people staying here currently. There's looks like 4.
No, that can't be. It's Orlando, and it's his mother and his wife.
I don't know.
His mother is like 90-something.
They're Airbnb customers now.
Who's Airbnb? I don't know what you're saying to me.
Oh, it's an online thing. Just go to Airbnb.com. It's like a hotel, but instead of staying in a hotel, you stay in people's apartments.
No, and, not here. You
and,
don't.
And oh no, he does. He rents them out. There's 4 people staying here right now. And there's
overlooking the pool.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into that room because it's locked. But
what room? Honey, I don't think you're in the right place. But I'm coming up to apartment 210 right now.
Don't listen. So
yeah, Northeast 50th Court.
The problem that I've been trying to tell you about for the past 18 minutes. Is that the urinals, there's no plumbing for them. They just drain into the walls.
Oh, for God's sakes, you don't understand. We don't allow this, and we have inspections.
I'm the inspector.
I'm coming right up to the door
I'm
now.
The inspector, you dumb hoe. I'm the city inspector for Fort
Excuse
Lauderdale.
Me? What did you just call me?
I said I'm a city inspector.
No, what did you just call me?
No, because you're yelling at me, okay? I got upset. I'm sorry. But about these urinals... They don't drain. There's no plumbing. They just drain into the walls, and that's not safe. That creates mold and stuff.
Hi. Hey, where's Orlando? No, here? Nobody here? You have an inspector here? No. You're in the wrong... You're calling the wrong place.
Oh, no. Actually, I was just prank calling you, ma'am.
Right. Fuck you.
Holy shit. She screamed fuck you in front of her tenants.
Life is like a prank call in Roy, New Mexico. Collect calls, ding cars, harassing Walmart customers. Can I take your head, please? For genetic testing, snowplow. Have to pay the stupid bitch fee, snowplow. Roy, New, that's my name, it's Roy, who snowplow. Danger, watch for scammers. I'm the Verizon corporate manager, and I need your V-card for my snowplow. It's every day on PLA, it's snowplow show. Tell your kids to shut the fuck up, snowplow show. I'm going to call the final boss now, snowplow show.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for August 23rd, 2017. This is the 390th episode, and it's sponsored by Buster C. Thank you, Buster C, for supporting the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers. I have breaking news today sent to me by Nathan. This is from NPR. It says, federal regulators on Thursday said they've identified the perpetrator of one of the largest illegal robocalling campaigns they've ever investigated. And Thursday, that was from 2 months ago Thursday. This is from back in June. The Federal Communications Commission has proposed a $120 million fine for a Miami resident said to be single-handedly responsible for almost 97 million robocalls over just the last 3 months of 2016. Officials say Adrian Abramovich auto-dialed hundreds of millions of phone calls to landlines and cell phones in the U.S. and Canada, and at one point even overwhelmed an emergency medical paging service. What does that mean? Doctors still wear beepers or something? So the reason I'm reading this story is because it sort of relates to something we've talked about in the past. Remember how we talked about how these scammers, these telemarketers, would trick you into picking up your phone by spoofing a phone number in the same area code and prefix as your phone number? So that makes you pick up. I think it's going to be, you know, something important, something local. I got fooled all the time with that, and apparently it was this guy doing it, this Adrian guy. That's pretty crazy. Some random guy in Miami made 97 million robocalls. Probably every single one of us have gotten a call from this guy. So he's getting the largest FCC fine that anyone has ever gotten before. $120 million. Wow, sucks to be him. In other news, the very last episode of Calls of Mass Confusion is going to be coming out tomorrow. Or maybe on Friday. I know originally he said they were going to come out on Friday, but it seems like they come out on Thursday. So I'm just assuming that the very last episode of Calls of Mass Confusion will be out tomorrow sometime. And everybody should watch that, because remember, Jihad, he got busted for doing this, for walking around in stores with a camera, while me and other people were making prank calls to the people he was filming. And there's footage of this bust. I've never seen it myself, I've just kind of heard about it. And the last few episodes have been kind of leading up to the bust, so everybody watch that, it should be a good one. You can find the latest episode on youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I will put a link to that in the show notes, just in case you're an atheist and you're afraid to type the word Jesus. And once again, you guys, I don't know what's happening with Calls of Mass Confusion. I don't know if this is actually the end. I don't know if we're going to do another season of it. As far as I know, this is the last episode ever, so be sure to check that out. Okay, I think it's time for us to get started with today's show. Right after this quick word from our sponsor.
A revolution is underway. 1-800-COLLECT. Now America's least expensive way to call someone collect. All across America, people are dialing it instead of zero to make the long-distance charges easier for their friends and family to accept. Come talk to me. They've been given the choice. They're making the change. Come talk to me. 1-800-COLLECT.
Okay, it's that time of the show again where I call apartment managers from Apocalypse's list. I'm nowhere near having this list done yet. And then he wrote me an email the other day, Apocalypse did. And here, let me read the email. It says, "Dear Brad, you stupid fucking motherfucker, you never did the 1960s family pranks. You know, the underground bomb shelter pranks." He says, "Do the underground bomb shelter pranks, or I will show up at your house and stab you while you're sleeping." So, okay, Apocalypse, no need to be like that. I'll try and do some fallout shelter calls today. Just don't kill me.
Apartments
of 70. Hi, Ebony. I'm a tenant here, and I just have kind of a, I don't know, not a problem exactly. I guess I have a question.
Okay. May I ask what unit you're in?
Sure. I'm apartment B.
Which, what number, honey?
4704.
B as in boy?
Like BBQ.
Oh. Yeah. 4704. What's your name, honey?
Roy.
You I don't have a Roy on 4704.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't be on the lease. I'm staying in the underground. Did they tell you about the basement we dug?
No.
Okay, yeah, we put a basement underneath the apartment a while back, and I've been staying down there, and I think that's okay, because that's not really a part of the apartment, you know?
No, that's not okay.
Well, it's not a part of the apartment. I just... It's like underneath the apartment.
You can't do that. You can't do that without having an okay, and that's not okay.
Oh, I think they mentioned it when they paid their rent a while back. That I was digging the basement. It's all done now. It's like all furnished. We laid down a new foundation and everything.
Okay. And what is the reasoning for your call, honey?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the reasoning for your call?
Oh, the reasoning? It's, we decided to dig a sub-basement underneath the basement that I built. And we came across a room that was already down there.
I'm listening.
And there was actually a family living down there from the 1960s. It was a fallout shelter. What are you laughing about? This is totally believable.
It's not believable at all.
Damn it. I knew this would happen, Apocalypse.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I really am a tenant here. We really did dig a basement. But I'm just kidding about the family part.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to tell you that the city inspector says everything's cool. He came down and looked, said everything is structurally sound. Everything's fine. Okay. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, have a nice day. I'm gonna go back to watching TV.
Okay.
In my basement.
All right. Have fun.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that sucked. But I'm sure I can waste a few more of these, and eventually someone's going to believe the bomb shelter thing. Maybe I could say I found a dead family, like a bunch of skeletons sitting on the couch. They ran out of food and air. They all died while they were watching I Love Lucy on the movie projector, backwards. That'll be more believable, because they won't be alive, you know? Or maybe I'll say that we ran into Elon Musk in his boring machine, and he let us use it to dig the tunnels a little bit bigger. Because that's the kind of guy he is.
Welcome home to... This is Carlos. How can we help you?
Hey, Carlos. I'm a tenant here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question.
Okay.
Or I guess I just... The city inspector wanted me to give you a call and let you know that I'm installing a double beam underneath the living room. So it's not really a question. I just needed to let you know that I'm doing that.
A double beam? What is that?
It's like, you know, like a beam that holds things up. A double beam is like two of them.
Okay, and which apartment do you live in?
I'm in apartment 246.
246. Okay, and what's the purpose of that beam?
It's to hold the floor up. Like, you know, we were digging a basement, right? Underneath the living room?
The what?
We dug a basement. We dug an extra room underneath the apartment.
You can't do that.
Oh, no, too late. We already did it. But the city inspector, they're saying that we need to put a double beam in to keep the floor from sagging. Because, you know, we don't want to fall through the floor.
Well, this has got to be a joke. Upstairs, so you can't dig to downstairs.
Well, no, we're downstairs.
And which apartment you said you were at?
Well, no, there was like some space behind the wall, like to the downstairs apartment. So we built the staircase back there. So that's where the entrance is for the basement room. It's like
oh my god,
it's behind a closet. There's like a bunch of space behind the walls, behind one of the walls.
The walls.
Yep.
Now, who is this?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Correct, yes. Close enough.
Let's see, because I can't do that. That's altering the way the apartment is.
Yeah, well, we didn't alter that much, really. Like, you can barely even tell. There's just an extra door in the bedroom. You kind of have to go...
Let me go...
What?
Let me go take a look at your apartment.
What do you mean, take a look? No, you can't come in right now. I'm actually in the basement. Sir?
Oh, God. Okay.
Now, I wasn't inviting you over. I was just letting you know that the city inspector said that I was required by law to let you know that I'm putting in a double beam to hold up the floor. But... It's cool. I've got my construction degree. I'm licensed.
Do you?
Yep.
Okay. You know, anything you do like that when you move, you just can't alter stuff like that in the apartment without permission.
Yeah. Well, we'll alter it back. Like when we move out, we'll just put it back. how it was. We'll cover the floor. I mean, the basement's always going to be there, of course. But we'll put a floor over it, so nobody falls in or anything. It's no problem. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm Steve Dace. I don't even have you in my system.
Oh, you're probably spelling the last name wrong.
How do you spell your last name?
Well, I don't have one. I had it legally changed, so my name is just... It's Steve Dave. It's like two first names, but no last name. So in the last name field, you would just hit enter or hit a space or whatever, or leave it blank.
Okay, and what'd you say your apartment number was again?
246.
246.
Yep.
A tenant on the lease?
What? Who's on the lease?
Did you even sign a lease?
No,
Are you a guest or a roommate?
Well, I'm a roommate, but I wouldn't be on the lease.
Who's on the lease?
Oh, who do you show?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you, if you're not going to tell me. Be like that
okay,
about it.
Well, once we figure out which apartment this is, then I guess we'll deal with it.
No, I already told you. It's apartment 246. And we're now calling the basement room apartment 246B. You know, B for basement.
Uh-huh.
But we're probably going to rename that to 246 and then SL1 for sub-level 1 because we're planning on going deeper.
Do you?
What?
I said, do you?
Do I what? Do I what?
Okay.
What do you mean, do you?
You plan on going deeper. Okay.
Oh, you're trying to make like a perverted joke out of that. I see. Whatever.
Oh my God, is this?
I'm a Christian man. I don't need this kind of stuff over the phone, on my phone.
Right. All right, well, have fun with your basement. I got to get back to work, man.
Okay, I'm going to write down here in the form you gave me permission.
No,
thanks,
I never
Carlos.
Authorized it. I have to go inspect and all that, but we'll find out eventually.
What do you mean you'll find out? I'm telling you about it. I already told you. There's nothing to find out. What are you going to find out? That I told the truth?
I suppose, and then we'll just have to deal with it later.
Okay, that's some good detective work. Good job.
Who is this for real? This got to be a joke.
It's not a joke. I was just trying to follow the law and do what I'm supposed to do. So that's what I'm doing. I didn't know it was going to be a big issue. You're gonna be all weird about
it. I mean, if you do stuff in your own home, you're more than welcome to.
This is my own home.
Like when you're rent, you know, you're gonna ask permission in order to do alterations or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you just said it's okay in my own home, and this is my own home. It's the only home I live in.
No, but you're renting a home.
Yeah, but it's my own home. Where else would my home be?
I don't know. Like,
just because I'm a renter doesn't mean I'm homeless.
No, right. But you gotta be the owner of the property.
Nah, I don't think that's right. The city inspector said it's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll call the city and find out.
Go ahead. Like, he'll tell you. I put in a double beam today.
Okay.
And you're welcome for that, by the way. The floor is not going to cave in now.
Oh, thanks.
Not that that's my apartment down there, but whatever. I'm doing the right thing. I don't want to kill them.
Right, no, we don't want that.
Alright, well, I'm bored talking to you, so I'm hanging up.
Alright, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know where I was going with that, because I can't really say the thing about the 60s family. If I start with the double beam question, I thought I could work it in somehow, but it turns out I can't.
Apartments, may help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm a tenant here.
And what's your name?
Steve Dave. And we have kind of this issue here. Wow, what's that noise in the background of the phone line? That's bizarre sounding.
Oh, it's okay. I can't hardly hear, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, so we were digging a hole underneath our apartment, like we're digging out a basement, you know? I think we mentioned that to you before.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
A hole underneath your apartment.
Yeah, yeah, we needed extra room, like more square footage, so we dug a basement underneath the apartment. We started on this like a long time ago.
This is apartments. Are you sure you have the right number?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're in apartment 2753.
Okay, just a second. You wouldn't be digging a hole in our apartment.
Well, yeah, we pulled up the carpet. And we noticed the floors were really thin, so we went ahead and dug through them, and we just built a staircase.
Okay, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, completely serious. But you haven't let me get to the problem yet. Like, there's kind of an issue here.
Go ahead. This is hilarious.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be hilarious, ma'am. This is like a serious problem.
Okay, give me your number, and I'll have the owner call you, okay? But you're digging a hole in our apartment at 2753, and then you're not in... what's your name?
My name's Steve Dave.
We do not have your name. We do not have you listed.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on the lease.
Okay. And we wouldn't allow anybody to dig a hole in the apartment.
Oh, well, we already did that. That's already done. That's not what I'm calling about.
What are you calling about?
Well, we were expanding the basement. Before, it was just like bedroom size, but we're making it bigger, so it's like a whole other apartment down there.
We don't have a basement here. It's just a cement floor.
I know. We dug the basement.
We do not have a basement here.
Ma'am, we created a basement by digging the earth out from underneath the apartment. There's a basement now because we put one there.
There can't be a basement. You have got the wrong number. I can take your number and have the owner call you. What's your number?
Well, I thought this was apartments.
This is apartments. I don't have time to mess around with this. What's your number?
I'm not messing around. I've been trying to tell you about the problem this whole time, and you keep asking more questions and complaining and telling me I'm hilarious.
Okay, tell me what the problem is.
God, you just suck at your job. Okay, so, like, we were digging.
I suck at my job. Okay, that's enough. You can call tomorrow and the owner will be here and she'll talk to you because I don't understand anything you're saying about the basement.
You just don't want to understand. You're just being difficult for the sake of being difficult.
Okay. Just give me your phone number and I'll have her give you a call.
Well, just look on your caller ID. Learn how to do your job and look at the caller ID. God, some people. So I guess I'll save that number and maybe I'll call it back tomorrow and talk to the owner. And the owner will be ready because she's probably calling the owner right now. Like, oh my God, they dug a basement. How did she not understand that? I kept telling her over and over. We made the basement.
Thank you for calling your apartments. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay.
Or we have kind of an issue here. You know that basement we were digging underneath the apartment?
The basement that we were digging?
Well, no, that we were digging, not you. Like, we put like an extra room in our apartment by digging a hole in the floor and making a basement.
Okay, who would have done that?
Me. I did that.
And what's your address?
It's apartment 1812.
It's apartment 1812.
Yep.
Okay, and you did what, I'm sorry?
We dug a basement. We dug a hole, we ripped up the carpet, and then we pulled up some of the floorboards, and we dug a hole, and we have a staircase that goes down to the basement now. We dug the whole basement ourselves.
Okay, that's impossible.
No, it's not. What do you mean it's impossible? It's impossible to dig a basement? Do you know what a basement is? Like, basements exist, you know.
Okay, sir, how can I help you?
So we were expanding the basement today, and we came across another room down there that was already down there.
I think you're calling the wrong apartment community.
Oh, really? Even though I gave you my apartment number and your address?
Okay, that's not an address here on our property.
You don't have an apartment 1812?
No.
Do you just suck at your job and you don't know how to look it up? Maybe you should ask someone how to use the computer. Jeez. What was her problem? Apocalypse, I'm wasting all of these on something that nobody will believe today. But it's okay. We're going to make this happen. Someone's going to believe me about this thing. I'm not stopping until they do.
This is Lacey. How can I help you?
Hey, Lacey. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Sure.
We were digging a basement underneath the apartment, you know, like we put the floor in the hallway and ripped up the carpet, and I don't know if they told you about that, but we were digging a basement underneath so we'd have more space here.
Okay. I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, what's your question?
Well, we were about 20 feet underneath the apartment building. Like, we dug out a room already, and we had that furnished, but we were trying to expand it to make it bigger. And we ran into another room down here that already exists. It's like one of those 1960s fallout shelters.
Now, you mean here at Avery Point?
Yeah, yep.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. And we just
What's your address?
Oh, you mean my apartment number?
Right.
8461. So we just weren't sure what to do about that. You know, it's like, it's kind of a weird situation. We weren't expecting to really find anything down here.
Okay, so I'm not sure what you mean by that you're digging a basement. Did you get approval for that, or?
Yeah, well, we mentioned it kind of in passing while we were paying the rent, you know. So it's that part's not a big deal. We've had this room down here for months now. It's just that, we were trying to expand it, and we ran into this other room that already exists, and weren't too sure about what to do with that, because it's fully furnished down here, and there's actually a family living here already.
I would truly have no idea what it is you're talking about. You said you're in 8461?
Yeah, yep. And we dug, you know, we put a hole in the floor and put some stairs in that goes down to the new basement that we created.
At the apartment community?
Correct, yeah.
Are you at home right now?
Yeah, I'm actually in the basement. I'm just checking out this room down here, this extra room.
What street are you on?
What does that matter? I'm at apartments.
I have no idea what you mean, though. We wouldn't have given permission to create a basement, so I don't know what you mean as far as having another room.
Well, you know, we didn't get it, like, in writing or anything, but while we were paying the rent, we were just kind of mentioning it, like, oh, by the way, we're digging a basement. Ha ha. So, yeah.
And what's your name again?
My name is Steve Dave.
Because I don't even have you in our system. So my question is, yeah. I'm just wondering if you were calling the right community.
Oh, no, I definitely am. I wouldn't be on the lease, though. My name wouldn't be on there.
Who is on the lease?
Well, I call him Eddie. That's just a nickname, though. I forget what his real name is. I just pay him in cash, though, so I wouldn't know his last name. But anyway, back to my problem. Do we get access to all of this extra room down here? We don't have to call.
I'm not even comfortable going forward with this conversation because I don't know what it is you're talking about. Can you have the resident call?
Well, it's like a fallout shelter. No, they're at work right now. It's like a fallout shelter. You know, like they used to be worried about nuclear bombs and they'd build rooms underground.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but again, since you're not on the lease and I don't even know the name of the person that you're living with, I would just let them know to call the office so we can talk about it further.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll let them know. But there's a family living down here already.
Living where?
In the fallout shelter. Like, I don't think they've ever come out of it. Like, they claim they're not from the 60s, but their skin's really white. They don't look like they've seen sun in a while. Hello? Oh, she hung up. You guys, I've got to stop doing this. I'm just, like, wasting all of these apartment numbers. I really wanted to make this work, this whole 1960s family thing, but, like, nobody's believing it. And I'm sure I'm going to delete, like, half of the calls I've made today, because they think it's just the best joke ever. So, there, Apocalypse, I tried. Here, let me call her right back.
Thank you for choosing apartments. This is Leslie.
Hey, Leslie, we got disconnected somehow. It's Steve Dave.
Uh-huh.
Is this the same person I was talking to?
This is Leslie, the property manager.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to somebody. I don't know what their name was.
I'm not sure. Is there something I can help you with?
Well, did she tell you about the problem with the room underneath our apartment?
The room underneath your apartment?
Yeah, we were digging a basement underneath our apartment so we'd have more room down there.
Okay. Well, what's your address?
She didn't tell you any of this stuff?
Well, what's your address?
What, my apartment number?
Yes.
8461?
Okay.
So she didn't let you know about any of this? Did I reach a different office this time?
No.
Oh,
I reached
okay.
the same office, but we have people out in the lobby waiting, so if your call got disconnected, then she may be...
bad at her job?
Working with someone. Hold
on. Oh, I see. Yeah, we were just trying to expand the size of the basement that we dug underneath the apartment. We ran into another room that's already down there.
What's your name?
Steve Dave. And she's already given me all this, you know, she's already put me through all this.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
Steve Dave. But I'm not on the lease. I've already been through this.
I can't talk to you regarding anything.
Oh, sure you can.
No, I can't. You're not on the lease. So you can have Seth or Matthew call, okay?
Oh, Seth or Matthew, is that the people that live there? Because this entire phone call, it was just an elaborate ruse so that you would tell me the name of the people that live in apartment 8461.
Okay.
So Matthew and Seth, did you say?
I didn't confirm anything.
Oh, no, you gave me a name. You gave me two names.
Are calling saying that you live in an apartment and you don't.
Well, I was lying.
So what exactly can I help you with? What exact information are you looking for?
The last name of Seth and...
Well, I can't give that to you.
Well, why? You gave me the first names. Why can't you give me the last name, too?
Because there's 100 Matthews. So what is the exact point of the call?
Yeah, but you know, Seth, that's kind of an uncommon name.
What is the exact nature of the call?
Trying to get information.
What are you needing?
I'm social engineering.
Okay, well, you can't get that.
What?
You can't get that. So please stop calling.
Well, no, I've already got half of it. I already got half of the name.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for giving me that. Well, there you go, people. I just gave you guys a new social engineering technique. If you ever have someone's apartment number and you want to know who lives there, you know what the names are, just call up the apartment building, say that you're digging an underground room underneath your apartment, you ran into a 1960s bomb shelter, and the names in that apartment are as good as yours. You're welcome, everyone, for that new technique I just demonstrated. It worked exactly how I expected it to.
Thank you for calling apartments. This is Chanel. How may I help you?
Hey, Chanel. This is Steve Dave. I'm a tenant here.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know if all the apartments are laid out the same way?
I believe so. What apartment are you in?
I'm in 5437.
5437?
Yep.
Okay. And you're trying to see if they're all laid out the same as yours?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. You know that eclipse we had the other day?
Well, okay. Who am I speaking with again?
My name is Steve Dave.
And what apartment do you live in?
5437.
That's a building.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so are you not a resident?
No, I am. I'm totally not trying to figure out the layout of the apartments for some other nefarious reason.
Hmm.
Nope, not me.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, my apologies. What can I do for you?
I was just wanting to find out, do you think, you know that eclipse that happened?
Sure.
I stared at the sun the entire time, and I'm actually blind now.
Okay.
And I don't know where the bathroom is.
And you don't know where the bathroom is?
No, because I'm blind. And I know I'm in the kitchen right now. So can you direct me to the bathroom, please?
I can't.
Why?
I cannot.
Why?
Because then, unless I'm in the apartment, there's no way I would be able to tell you way to walk.
Look at the map, dummy.
Well, the map doesn't show me the inside.
Well,
so I think you should call the person who's actually the leaseholder at that apartment and see if they can help you around.
Which person is that? Do you have the number?
No, because if you're in the apartment, you should know whose apartment you're in.
But I'm blind
and
now.
If you're blind, who would dial the number for you?
I can feel the buttons on the keypad. I'm not stupid.
Okay, so whose apartment are you in?
Which name do you show there, and I'll confirm it.
No, whose apartment are you in?
I'm not going to give information to an identity thief like you.
I'm the identity thief. He called a business, and I'm the identity thief. I'm not going to give any information to someone who's not a resident.
Okay, well,
so if you don't have anything I can do for you, then I think I'm going to hang up now.
Good,
because you're not a resident.
Good. I don't care. Stop asking for information on other people. You identity thief. So Toilet Man, he left some comments on my website, and he had this one idea where I'm blind and I need directions to the toilet. So I'm going to try that again, see how it works out.
Thank you for calling. This is Jenny.
Hi. I'm a tenant here, and I'm having kind of a problem.
Okay.
I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure which room I'm in right now, but I was wondering if you could give me directions to the bathroom. Like, are all the apartments laid out the same way?
What size apartment are you in?
Well, I'm in apartment 1248. I don't know how big that is. I just need to know how to get to the bathroom. ASAP, please.
Just walk down the hall. Walk out of the room.
Okay, well...
Down the hall.
Well, yeah, but I don't even know what room I'm in. I could be in a closet for all I know.
Well, it's hard for me to give you directions if I'm not sure which room you're in.
Okay. Moving to the right. Moving to the right. Did you watch the eclipse this week?
I did.
Oh, here's a light switch. I don't know if it's on or off, though, since I'm blind.
Yep, bathroom, it's right there in the hallway.
Okay.
The only room in the hallway.
Yeah, I watched the eclipse, but I didn't have any of those glasses. Did you have the glasses?
No, I didn't have any glasses.
Hey, it's hard to hear you since you put me on speaker. Why'd you put me on speaker?
Because I'm busy right now. Have you made it to the bathroom?
Well, no, I found a light switch. So, like, I didn't have those glasses, though, and I'm blind because I was looking at the sun for, like, you know, 15 or 20 minutes straight. And so I'm just having a hard time getting around. And
okay, well, let me put you on hold for 1 second.
Why? I'm okay. Hey, that wasn't hold. She just hung up on me. What a dirty trick.
Thank you for calling. This is Stacy. May I help you?
Hey, Stacy. I'm a tenant here. And I was wondering, are you pretty good with the layout of the apartments? Do you know, like, where all the rooms are and stuff? Okay, I think I'm in the kitchen right now. I'm blind, by the way. Newly blind. And,
please.
I'm in apartment 963.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where the bathroom is. Can you direct me to the bathroom, please?
Absolutely. If you're in the kitchen, you have a bookshelf separating your apartment, your living room from your bathroom.
Okay.
I'm sorry, your living room from your kitchen.
So I should turn left?
I need you to exit the apartment.
Here we go. Oh, my God. Okay,
do
hold on.
Do you need help, sir? Do you need someone to come over?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I got to learn how to do this myself. I was looking at the apocalypse. I mean, I was looking at the solar eclipse this week, and I didn't have those glasses, and apparently you go blind if you don't have the glasses.
Oh, and what's your name, sir?
Apartment 963. I already mentioned that.
Oh, so on which one? On Drive, Place, Way, or Court?
Drive.
Okay. 963 Drive.
Yep. So the kitchen exit, is it past the fridge? I feel the fridge.
In front of the fridge, you should feel the bookshelf.
Okay. Oh, the bookshelf.
You're going to feel the fridge with your left arm, you're going to feel the bookshelf with your right arm.
Okay. Oh, the bookshelf with my left arm?
Your right arm.
Oh, crap. I knocked some stuff. Oh, man, that was my termite farm.
Termite farm, sir?
Yeah, I was breeding termites. It's for a thing I used to do before I was blind.
Oh, okay. That sounds very interesting. That might cause you to have some fees.
No.
Because that can cause some damage.
Well, I'm blind, so if you do that, you're kind of discriminating against blind people. So I feel the bookshelf. Should I go to the left or to the right?
The bookshelf's going to take you straight, and then as soon as you feel the end of the bookshelf with your right hand, you're going to slightly turn right.
Mm-hmm.
At that time,
how?
The divider between the bookshelf and the wall, you're going to need to feel the wall on the left-hand side. If you do that and take the wall to the opening, you're going to turn left. On your left-hand side, it's going to be a closet. And then at the end of that closet, it's going to be another wall.
Okay.
On the other side of that wall, that's going to
hold
be
on, hold
left-hand.
On. One step at a time, lady.
Mr. Dunn?
Yeah?
Are you okay?
I think I'm in the closet now.
Well, come out of the closet. Just feel your way out of the closet, keeping left. Veer left.
Which way's the door?
The door of the closet, or the door of the bathroom, is going to be to your left. If you just enter into the bathroom, you should feel your counter shortly after your counter. And make sure you use your hand for your guide.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel your toilet seat, and that is where you want
to
be.
Okay, I think I'm getting close to the bathroom.
All right, you should be there. It's very short set.
Is there anyone there today, like you or maintenance or someone, that could come over real quick?
Absolutely, we can get someone over there to take care of.
Okay, because I'm going to need help with my zipper.
Okay, then I have a male maintenance staff. I will definitely get him there.
Oh,
there
no, can you come over? Because, like, you're being so friendly and helpful. Can you help me with my zipper, please?
You have made my day, sir. I will.
What do you mean I made your day?
Because I know that I've been able to help you.
Well, I'm glad you find this amusing. I'm blind now, and you're just, like, laughing at me.
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Fun.
Just doesn't feel like a real phone call.
Won't help me with my zipper.
Matter of fact, let me get Rombo on the phone. He can definitely help you.
No, I don't want to talk to Rombo. Rombo's a motherfucker, okay. And he can rot in hell for all I care.
You're definitely Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Dunn? What are you talking about?
Mr. Dunn?
No, you're Mr. Dumb, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're definitely Aaron. Aaron, get off.
I'm not Aaron. My name's Steve Dave.
Your name is what, sir?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. Now, are you the leaseholder, sir?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be on the lease. Okay, so I found the toilet. I found the toilet, and I think I'm okay now. I'm going to go ahead and try the zipper thing on my own.
Okay. I wish you the best of luck.
All right. Tell that other guy, you know, tell if you see that other guy, what's his face? You punch him in the nuts for me.
Oh, I would never do such a thing.
Well, it's from me. Say it's from me. Say this is from Steve Dave and punch him in the nuts.
I'll see what I do. I'll go ahead and send him to your door. You guys can talk it out.
Okay, well, I can't punch him in the nuts because I'm blind now.
They're probably located in the same vicinity as yours. You'll probably get it.
I'm soon. Blind. How would I know where they are? He'll see me coming.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry I couldn't help you any further.
All right. Well, thanks for getting me in here at least. I appreciate it.
All right. Oh, no problem, sir. Anytime.
Okay. Bye.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
This show is so lame. I can't believe you guys are still listening to it. This is the worst thing I've ever done. I think she completely believed me at first, but I'm not sure where that call went wrong and where I lost her.
Thank you for choosing. My name is Mindy. How may I help you?
Hey, Mindy. I'm a tenant here. And, hi. The city inspector, he was over here today, and he said I need to notify you guys that I'm installing a double beam on the ceiling.
A double beam?
Yeah, you know, like just to hold up the ceiling a little bit better since I moved a bunch of walls.
Okay. What is your name and address?
I'm apartment 9376. Does it show you the name?
I don't have my system pulled up. I'm just taking my notes.
Oh, okay. This is Steve Dave.
Steve?
Yep, Steve Dave.
Dave. Okay. All right. And then your apartment letter?
B.
B. Okay. All right. So let me notify Justin of this, the property manager. And then if there's anything that he needs to speak with you about regarding this, then we'll just give you a call.
Okay, well, can you tell them that part of the ceiling caved in because I didn't have the beam up yet? But it's cool because I'm going to put the beam up.
Is there, like, damage or?
Well, no, not really. Just the ceiling caved in, that's all.
Okay. Are you in a one-bedroom loft?
Yeah. I was moving some of the walls around because, I don't know, they were in the wrong places.
You were moving the walls?
Yeah, I was scooting the rooms around. Like, usually when I move into a place, I move all the rooms around so it suits me better. So, like, I put the bathroom over there in the corner and made the bedroom a little bit bigger. Got rid of some of that useless space.
You don't mean, like demoing out walls, do you? Yeah. Like,
well, I wouldn't say demoing, just kind of moving them. You know, just kind of removing them and building them in a different place. But I guess one of them was a load-bearing wall, so that's why I had to put the double beam in.
Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold, Steve, okay? I'm going to see if Justin is available.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Now I know how to get a hold of Justin if I need him. Move a few walls around, and presto, there he is.
Thanks for holding. This is Justin. How can I help you?
Hey, Justin. The city inspector wanted me to let you know that I put in a double beam.
Okay, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
And how do you spell that?
It's G-H-E-R-B-E-L.
You said that was G-H or Z-H?
G, as in gnome.
G-H-A-R?
Yep. B-E-L.
What's your address?
I'm at each apartments. Like, you don't know the address here?
Each apartment has its own address.
Oh, I'm at 93.
I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 9376.
I don't have a 9376.
Not 7672.
Don't have a 9372.
Oh, you probably just don't know how to use the computer. Can you put that girl back on? She seemed like she was on top of things.
Well, she's actually new to our company, and
oh, wow.
I am...
That's a surprise.
...the property manager.
Oh.
So, is there...
Well, who trained her to use the computer? Did someone else show her how, since you don't know how to?
I'm actually the one who showed her how, so... Oh, are you an actual weird. Resident here? Because we don't have an address by that name, and nobody else with that... That's not...
Hey, hello? What was that? I heard someone pick up an extension or something, and then they just hung up on me.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, hey, we got disconnected somehow. The phone.
So,
went...
are you an actual resident here? Because your name isn't pulling up, and the address that you're telling me is not an address here.
Oh, I wouldn't be on the lease. I'm just a roommate here.
What's the last name of the person that you're rooming with?
It doesn't even matter. Look, I did what I was supposed to do. I called and told you that we put the double beam in. So the double beam is up. Everything's fine. The ceiling's definitely not going to cave in.
And you're at 9273?
Something like that. I don't know. Like, I get my mail at a P.O. box, so I get confused on the address.
All right. Well, have a great day.
Well, Well, that sucks. Now he's not picking up. And, like, there's actually a note on here from Apocalypse about Justin. He says, Justin is the property manager, and according to a review and a response by the manager, there was an investigation last year involving the police where maintenance was accused of stealing tenants' property. Maybe they're at it again. And I swear I was going to try and work that in there, and he hung up on me before I could get around to it. Ouch.
Thank you for calling. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. I'm a tenant here, and the city inspector said I needed to call you up and let you know that I installed a double beam today. Like, it's just to hold up the ceiling so it doesn't cave in.
Where are you?
I'm in building 4513.
4513?
Yeah. I was moving some of the walls around, and I guess that one of the walls was a load-bearing wall, so they said I had to put a double beam up.
Okay, what's your apartment number?
Well, what do you need that for? I'm just calling to let you know we put a double beam in today. No reason to get my...
Well, I would like to come take a look at what you're doing to
the
unit.
Oh, no. It's very rude of you to invite yourself over to my apartment, because I didn't invite you over.
Well, what I'm saying is you're structurally destroying the damage You're damaging the apartment structurally if you take out a load-bearing wall.
Well, yeah, that's why I put the double beam up. So now the double beam's up there, and nothing's going to cave in anymore.
But you took the wall down yourself?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't take it down exactly. It's more like I moved it. Like usually,
why did you move a wall? That's in your lease that you can't do that.
Well, it doesn't say anything specifically about walls. It's just like when I move into a new place, I like to just to move the rooms around a little bit to suit my lifestyle. So, you know, I wanted a slightly bigger bedroom, and the kitchen can be a little bit.
You can't do that.
But I'm just calling to let you know I did the right thing. I put up a load bearing. I mean, I put up a double beam, and everything's perfect now.
Well, I would really like my maintenance guy to inspect it.
Nah, no, it's like I had the city inspector come by, so he knows a lot more than the maintenance guy.
It's a breach of your lease. He's not letting me know who he is, but his caller ID came up on the phone.
Oh, no, it didn't. It shouldn't be my number. I'm calling from a payphone.
From but Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Well, anyway, listen.
Why is he calling us, Jen?
Hey, can you tell
that? Hi, I'm Bree.
Hey, Bree.
Why are you calling to advise us if you're not going to tell us who you are?
Because the city inspector said that it was like a law or something. I had to let you guys know that I put in the double beam, so I'm letting you know. And he approved it. He said everything's fine. It looks fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Who is the city inspector?
I don't know. Like, just call the city and ask. They'll tell you.
Did you get a permit from them?
No. But I let them know after and just showed them that the beam was up there and I moved the walls around and everything's A-okay. Everything's fine. He signed off on it.
Okay, but it may be fine for you. It may not be fine for us because when we lease apartments, they all have the same floor plan. So if you've moved stuff, we'd like to be able to see what you've actually done because that's going to be one of our exception units.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want the same floor plan as everyone else. I don't want to be a poser.
Okay. Well, which apartment are you in? Are you at...
Yeah, I live here. It's just the rooms were too small and they were shaped weird and I moved the walls around. Made the kitchen smaller.
This is a joke, isn't it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Did you actually do that?
Of course. Why would I lie about that?
And why would you put so much money into that?
Oh, no, I didn't put money into it. I do construction work. I know what I'm doing. I know how to move a wall. It's not rocket science.
Well, no, it's not. I agree. It's not rocket science, but it was a load-bearing wall.
I don't even know what rocket science is.
So what do you have pictures of it you can email to us?
I that's weird. Why do you want pictures of the inside of my house? I mean, first she's inviting herself over when I didn't even invite her.
I'm
rude.
Saying, well, no, we yeah. have a right
you guys
to
are
enter
creepy.
Back.
You guys are creepy over there.
Really?
Fucking creepy.
Well, hey, you're kind of the exception to the rule as a tenant if you move the walls around without us knowing about it and us giving permission.
Oh, it's not even that big of a deal.
So you have to kind of pardon the shock here, but it is a little bit odd.
Yep. Well, look, I'll move the walls back to where they were, more or less, when I move out. So you won't even know there was a change.
Well, okay, but you're telling me the city inspector inspected and he approved it even though you didn't have type of paperwork.
Well, I got a building permit. I paid $10 for a building permit.
And when did you apply for that building permit?
I don't know. It was like months ago. They gave me like an entire year to get it all done, but it doesn't even take that long. But look, it doesn't. None of this matters. Like you're trying to make a big deal out of nothing.
Well, no, you called us and you're advising us of it because you said the city inspector needed you to let us know.
Yep.
The time to let us know should have been prior to you doing any work because it's specifically written in your lease.
If I did that, you probably would have said no. So
you're probably right. And so now at this point, you've actually violated the terms of your lease. And we don't have that many units here to where we won't know, because we do pest control. Mm-hmm. We can enter units.
Oh, no, I changed the lock.
With a 24-hour notice.
I changed my lock.
You cannot change your lock and not give us a key. We can have that lock removed and put our own on.
Well, I don't, like, what, do you want to come here and steal my stuff? Like, why would you need my key?
No, we're not here to steal your stuff, but all landlords have right to enter with a 24-hour notice.
Do you know how to play chess?
No, I do not.
Shit, I was going to say, I could challenge you to a game of chess, and if you win, I'll give you the key.
No, because we will get a key irregardless. You're not hearing what I'm explaining to you. You can either give us a key or we can remove your lock and change it.
Not if you can't get in.
We'll have the key and you'll have to come and get it from us.
No, you can't get into the lock from the outside because the screws are on the inside, so there's no way to get in.
Yeah, there's a way to get in.
Like how? What, are you a burglar?
Trust me. No, I'm not a burglar.
Well, sounds like
you
are.
Been in the industry long enough that
oh, the burglary industry.
And you're not even being, please, this is a joke because nobody's actually going to do that. So come off of it.
I've done this at every place I've lived almost.
Right. Okay. Because then I'd be looking for consistency in the courthouse of your landlord suing you.
Oh, go ahead.
It's just, it's kind of crazy and off the wall for someone to move walls and not get permission.
Oh,
and
that was a good
very
one.
Intelligent.
That was
so
a good one.
I
off the wall. Get it?
No, just, well, it is off the wall.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Took the wall right off, didn't you?
Good one.
Alrighty then. So if you don't want to tell us your apartment.
Yeah, I guess you'll just have to trace my phone number since you're, like trying to hold that over my head.
Since I've done investigations, I probably could do so. I could also call the police and they would have it a lot sooner.
What kind of investigations have you done?
Oh,
imaginary ones?
You would be amazed.
Would I be? Is that why you can't tell me? And you're just going to be all vague?
Yes.
And, ooh,
that's
you would be amazed
exactly
at my skills.
No, hey, it's no different than you not telling me what apartment you're in, right?
No.
You like to keep
totally
things
different.
Very confidential, and so do I.
Well, no, I'm not normally like this, but that lady before was being such a jerk about it that I felt uncomfortable telling her where I lived.
Oh, well, no,
she's
the owner, and she's absolutely very nice.
Well, why'd you get the phone then?
Because she handed it to me because I have the talent in all of this.
Oh, wow.
And
you're really high on yourself.
Well, no, I'm talking because I have a lot of experience. So that's it. But you're not willing to tell what apartment you live in, and that's fine. Don't. But we will figure it out.
I'll tell you when I move out and after I put the walls back, and you won't have to worry about it. It'll look fine.
No. We'll find you before that.
Oh, that sounds like a threat.
No, it's a promise. It's not a threat.
Oh,
I don't threaten
okay.
anybody.
That's what somebody who was threatening me
live.
Would say.
Yes.
Hey, can you tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up?
Excuse me?
I heard someone just like whispering in the background very rudely. Can you tell that person to shut the fuck up, please?
No, I will not. And that's very rude for you to talk that way.
Oh, are we on speaker?
No, we're not on speaker.
Oh, weird, because it kind of sounds like we are. Are there any customers in there?
If
I were to curse really loud, would they get offended?
I doubt it.
Okay, well, if someone comes in, could you let me know? I'll probably hear him since we're on speaker.
And your point is?
Just that I'm gonna curse a bunch if anyone walks in, since you put
not
me on.
Not to show that, it just shows how intelligent you aren't. But go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute, you said I was intelligent before. Now I'm not intelligent.
But when you start using curse words, that's not being very smart.
Ah,
it's also
shit.
Very polite. So
it's almost like you're full of shit. You say one thing, then you say another thing, then all of a sudden you're an investigator, and I would be really impressed. If I saw you're investigating.
You have to be impressed, but I am an investigator. I've worked in it, yes, I have.
Oh, really? Yeah. I remember you bringing that up before.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Because I'm really done.
Well,
so if you don't give the apartment number.
What? You're really dumb. Why would you say you're really dumb?
I'm done.
Come on.
D-O-N-E with your conversation.
Oh. I thought you said dumb.
No, but I'm beginning to believe that perhaps you have some serious issues of which you need to take care of.
Oh, who's that? Go ahead and pick up, but don't hang up on me because I'm going to yell things in the background when they pick up.
Knock yourself out.
Fucking shit, 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 fuck, fuck, fuck. I heard someone pick up in the background. I had to do it. I had to yell the fuck word.
Hey, Brad, hope things are going well for you.
Yeah.
Got an idea for a prank.
It's all right.
So you know how Chick-fil-A, the fast food restaurant, is open every day of the week except for Sunday?
I do.
I think it'd be hilarious for you to call a bunch of Chick-fil-A's and say, hey,
I should call them all on Sunday, right? It'll be hilarious.
So-and-so from...
Oh, crap, now I missed your idea.
Chick-fil-A and say, hey, I'm so-and-so from corporate office, and just let you know there's been a new change. Chick-fil-A is now going to be open on Sundays. So you have to start staffing better.
Have them come in tomorrow.
Schedule going. I think it'd be funny to hear their reactions. Since in the 30 years, whatever that restaurant's been open, it's never been open on a Sunday before. But all right, thanks. Keep up the good work.
Bye. Yeah, that is pretty crazy that they're not open on Sunday. Why can't they just go to church on Saturday or
pick
something?
Pick up, 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 pick up,
sorry.
Pick up, pick up, pick
it's
up.
A voicemail. Doesn't work like that.
Hey, Brad, just got finished listening to the Tenants Live show, and Miko brought up something that I think I really felt heart deeply was she said she hopes you're having a good day. And I hope you're having a good day too, Brad.
Everybody's concerned about my day today. Thanks, guys.
Having a good day, and that was really, really good from her. Definitely.
Yeah. Thanks,
anyway,
Miko.
Keep it good work, man. Brad, 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 Brad.
Brad, 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 Brad.
Hey, Roy, it's the Master Iceman from the Discord server.
Hey.
Calling on a payphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's confirm this. Let's call the payphone back. I think I believe him because the last four digits starts with a 99. It's just like the payphones back in the day. Oh, that's weird. Okay, I don't know what's going on with it. I guess I believe you, though.
Hey, Bradley.
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, you know.
Just,
listening to your
message. How things are going.
Yep. Everyone wants to know how things are going today.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm guessing you're real busy at work trying to figure out whatever your situation is, and I'm guessing now I completely understand why you're pushing everybody. XYZ shows because you're unsure about your current situation.
What?
And hell, I didn't know it was real until I saw an article in the newspaper saying online. Not too sure if they say what it is true, but, you know, oh well, wish you the best. Bye.
Thanks. And I don't know what you mean by pushing everyone to XYZ. I've been doing that for years. I've been doing shows right before the XYZ show. That's always been my thing, you know? I go on like a couple hours before someone else goes on, and I just steal all of their listeners. That's what I do. That's why I mention XYZ. I'm just stealing his listeners. That's
all. Hey, Brad. It's Crimson. So, you know, you remember that phone call a long time ago when you called the Radio Shack? How could you not remember?
Yeah,
how
that one.
How could you forget?
Yep.
The way you ran the Radio Shack, and you actually got her to shut down the Radio Shack, and then,
Oh, yeah, Sticky Nails and Jewelry Lady.
And, she really did shut it down early, called back and verified everything. Yep.
Yep, yep. I actually had two listeners that day that drove to that Radio Shack. They just happened to live around there, and they told me it was really closed, and then one of the listeners brought her a cactus and some flowers or something.
Shut it down. She followed your commands. And you felt kind of bad about it. I think you called back later, and she's like, oh, no, I was happy to leave early, even if it's just a joke. No
yep,
big deal.
Yep. See? See, it's okay to shut down a store and make someone go home. They're not going to get in trouble,
then,
right?
One of your listeners actually found out where it was, but kinda, it's actually Radio Shack in her city. And then followed up and actually went and left notes with this lady that runs the Radio Shack.
Yep.
And gave her flowers and even a little cactus.
Yep,
and
it was amazing.
And then, on top of everything else, got the lady to pose with the pictures, holding the card,
Yeah.
From, I
wish I knew where this picture was. I'm sure someone in the show notes will link you to it. But there's a picture of the lady that works at this Radio Shack that I got her to shut down the store and go home. And she just didn't give a shit. She thought it was awesome and posed for pictures and laughed about it.
You, supposedly. And with this cactus and the flowers, all the picture, and we have the picture. And so anyway, I have sent you, and I am on Facebook Messenger, Brad.
I'm not going
to
get it.
You need to make that. The show art.
Ah,
shit. Gotta make the show art for the show.
Maybe.
It's the greatest. It's
we'll
the
see.
Best. This lady is the cactus, as you know, and she shut down the stream.
I'm glad you're amused
all
by
right.
it.
See you, Brad. Thank you for that.
This would probably be a good time to tell you guys, I don't get my messages on Facebook. I just do not see them. I don't look at them. I never click on them. I absolutely do not look at my messages on Facebook. So I don't know what Crimson's name is. I have like, I don't know, like 50-something messages here from people. So how am I going to know which one is his? I'm not going to go through all these messages. Fuck that shit. Sorry, Crimson. If you ever want to send anything in for the show, you should send it to rbcp@phonelosers.org. I know I'm terrible about answering my email, but I do get to it eventually, and I do check my email daily just to see what's in there, even if it takes me forever to actually answer the email.
Watching the live stream you did, and so I'm broken your house with Dan. Did you know that?
Yep, during the eclipse, I was live streaming. Some guy broke into my house and stole all my shit. Now, I should probably set that straight, because I wrote that on Facebook and on YouTube, I think, or maybe on the Patreon, and everyone kind of took it seriously. No, my house did not get broken into. I just decided to put on my burglar clothes and steal a bunch of shit out of my room before I turned off the stream. That's all. It wasn't real.
Brad Carter, you beautiful bastard. Try to make this quick.
All right.
Dr. Smoothrod.
Hurry the fuck up, Dr. Smoothrod.
Hey, so, first of all, I wanted to say the show's been doing really good recently, and I was really, really looking forward to...
So it was doing shitty before, is that what you're saying?
What, the one where you put all the Ding Timber, right? So I got really high last night. Really looking forward to Ding Timber, but with all your legal issues, I totally understand you needing to omit that.
Thank you.
Honestly, this
you're
is the
first person.
I call. Like, I really admire...
Everybody else just thinks I'm lazy. They think I'm changing Ding Timber just to be a dick.
The fact you're still making shows... I will say this, 3 years ago, I got in somewhat similar legal trouble, and I was a felon for the past 3 years, and I had to do all these fucking programs, and I'm now have a clean record.
But can't wait for that.
During those 3 years, I kept my fucking head down, and here you are, still making shows.
So you're calling me an idiot, is that it?
Illegal to make prank calls, but just, I don't know, man. Credit to you, because if I were in your shoes, I would have just given up on the show. Like,
yeah. That's what a normal person would do.
You're fucking cool, dude.
I don't know what the problem is.
Keep at it. Thank you for staying with us despite all your legal troubles, man. And I truly hope it works out.
How could I ever quit doing this?
Man. Okay, thanks, dude. Bye.
Bye, Dr. Smoothrod. Thanks for the message. Thanks for understanding about Ding Timber, unlike some other people who just complain about it all the time. Yeah, you know, after the raid, I spent a few days thinking, should I keep doing this? Should I take a break for a couple of years? Because in those first few days, I didn't know anything. The FBI just showed up, took all my shit, and then they just left me there to figure things out on my own. And that's probably when I should have quit my show forever, but nope, still doing it. I don't know why. What's wrong with me?
Hey, Brad. This is, well, none of your business. But anyway,
Fuck you.
Got a mission for Apocalypse, the apartment list guy.
Okay.
Why don't you look up apartments that got, you know, like model homes where you can, like, go in and look and see what the apartment looks like? And then you can call them up and be like, hey, I just moved in to your model home. I've been living here for, like, you know, the past week.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, whenever somebody comes in, I just follow them right in and have been living there for a couple weeks or something like that.
Yeah,
anyway,
Apocalypse.
Just an idea. Shout out to Apocalypse for the apartment list.
Yep.
Hi, Brad.
Thanks, Apocalypse.
See you later, fuckboy.
Oh, shit. That's like the first voicemail that I was supposed to echo. And I'm not doing it. Not anymore.
Hey, Brad. It's Chef Tony.
Hey, Tony.
I'm calling you from
Chef
my new apartment's basement that I dug myself.
Awesome.
Was
the phone line down there already? Left over from the 60s, or did you have to bring down your own phone line?
I just want to say that I'm loving the show. I'm loving the show.
Thanks.
And you did a really good job on that live show, but there's too many Walmart voicemails.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. We're done with
them. Yeah, cut it out with those.
I have, just so you know, I've deleted at least 20 Walmart voicemails today. I didn't play any of them. I read the transcription of them to make sure they weren't hilarious, but most of them were just saying, hey, your pictures are ready to be picked up. So, person who's been doing the Walmart thing, I appreciate the Walmart thing. That was fun for a couple of shows, but I think we're done with that.
All right, that's Sorry. It, Brad. Chef Tony away.
Nope, not going to do it. Done with that. Or maybe I should have done it. I don't know.
Hey, Brad. Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Hope you're doing well. Okay.
I'm doing all right, I guess.
I called in a really long time. I'm really sorry, but I'm back to it.
It's okay. You know, I really don't give a shit at all, to be honest.
My friend's birthday is coming up.
You can take months and months in between voicemails. I'm not going to complain. Anybody can. You don't have to apologize for not calling
and
in, you guys.
I wanted to get him your book because I feel like that'd be such a good gift.
Yeah.
Emailed you about it.
It'd be the best gift
fucked up in the cover.
Ever.
But also, there's this grocery store near me called Harris Teeter.
Yeah. I should definitely fuck with grocery stores around this time in my life.
I saw like how someone had like called in to get on their intercom system. Like I was in the store and somebody literally just was talking on the intercom.
That's crazy.
And I was so fucking confused. And I guess it was like a manager being like, whatever, I'm calling from on the outside phone, but I want to let everybody know that we closed in 20, whatever.
Whoa.
Long story short, I was thinking, you should call up the Harris Theater and say, listen, I'm with corporate, I would like to get an intercom system, I have to tell the customers a mandatory message about the week, we're doing it for every store now, blah, blah, blah.
I wonder if that's illegal.
Get on
Is that going to get me in trouble?
Wacky shit. Like, I mean, it had me thinking. It really had me thinking about you. And I miss you, I miss Sunshine, I miss all of you guys. I'm definitely going to be calling in, I'm listening to the show a bunch now, trying to catch up, it's been a few weeks. I'll keep this short, but I love you, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, short.
And don't leave anything fucked up in the cover of my book.
A minute and 28 seconds short.
Love you, bye.
Alright, bye Gloria. I'll get around to answering your email in a couple of weeks, you know, probably, maybe.
Hey Brad. I'm just wondering why in the Tenants from Hell phone calls, and you, they ask for the apartment number and who lives in it and whatnot. Can't you just go on like White Pages or some shit and get like the names of the people who live in the apartments? It seems like it would be something that would be relatively easy to do.
Why don't you do
it?
Why
doesn't
Apocalypse do
it?
It
would pay off. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wondering. I always wonder this. I listen to Tenants from Hell, and maybe you have a good reason not to. All right, Brad.
Maybe.
See ya. Battle boner, bye.
Bye. I guess the reason is because I'm lazy. I just don't want to. But also because they're apartment people. Apartment people don't stick around very long. They just move from apartment to apartment to apartment. They're like gypsies. They're not going to be in whitepages.com. Whitepages.com is for old people. You know, people that own their homes. People that belong to homeowners associations. And I'm sort of serious about that. I think you're more likely to find a homeowner on whitepages.com than an apartment person. Although I have looked up apartment people before for other reasons, and I had mixed results with that, I guess. So maybe I should be doing
Hello, El Bradacious Nick Hartenstein.
Hello.
This is Court from Cali once again. Hopefully you played my prank call, pranking the guy from Pizza Hut.
Oh, shit.
Or that placed an order to Pizza Hut. Hopefully you played that on the Snowplow Show. I emailed that to you, I want to take a look.
Probably not. Let me go ahead and look, as long as you're mentioning it. This is probably a bad idea, encouraging people to bug me in the voicemails about their emails that they sent. But whatever, I found it, I'm gonna do it. Oh, and his name's Court. I think I called him Port or something. And holy shit, this prank call is 8 minutes long. So this better be good. I'm probably gonna edit it, so it's not really 8 minutes.
Hello, this is Phil Anderson. I'm a delivery driver here at Pizza Hut.
How's it going?
Pretty fantastic. I'm reading your review here on You're Not Quite So Fantastic.
Oh, it's not that big a deal. And it wouldn't even have been a big deal, other than the manager got rude.
So this guy complained online, and Court looked up his phone number, and now he's pretending to be with the pizza.
Up on me and you know, it's like, what the heck, lady?
He hung up on you because of your attitude.
I'm not even the kind of guy that will give me a free pizza.
I hung up because you called her lady.
It's like, hey, woman, you know, we paid $18.
Call her woman.
Fucker's pizza, and we ended up getting a medium. And she immediately told me I was
kind of a dick,
smoking crack by saying, "Well, the pizza that was delivered was 14 inches." I'm like, wait a minute, it wasn't delivered. I picked it up. Oh, well.
Wait, what's happening?
It was definitely for it.
This sounds like one of our prank calls. Like, did he actually get a hold of, like, did he actually get a hold of a prank caller that?
Well, you can't possibly know what you're talking about. How about I bring the box in? And I've got the box. I still got the box out in my truck and a tape measure. Well, what the heck?
Did he talk to you?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. How about some backstory, Cord?
Yeah, I wasn't real happy with, you know. And then to just hang up on me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, between you and me, I don't know how much longer she has. Nobody really likes her. She's pretty awful. You didn't hear that from me, though.
I don't know anything about her. It's basically somebody who answered the phone. I'm like, that's just terrible customer service. Are you in Riverton?
Yeah, I'm in Riverton. Been living here all my life, and it's sad when people like that, you know, it's a shame to the great Pizza Hut name, to tell you the truth. I mean, I have a lot of respect for this company.
My little brother's a regional manager in Florida. I agree. I think Pizza Hut and Yum Brand Foods are great.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen anybody act like that. But anyway.
Well, here's
it's
what
almost
I've
like you're making it up,
sir. Just in the name of reparations, I've actually got the assistant regional manager here, and
you mean assistant to
like,
the regional
he would
manager?
Like to talk to you, and you know, like you said, you know,
I hope
it's
Laugh Track Matt
pizza or whatever, but you know,
or Ryan Jardina
free stuff is nice. So I'm gonna go ahead and put you on a brief hold, and I'll have you on the phone with him. Is that all right?
Sure, that's great.
All right, I appreciate it, man.
This guy just wants a free pizza.
Yeah.
Nice. I play that whole music. Make it realistic.
Yeah, some... Yeah, George, it's some guy wants free pizza. He put this crap all over complaints board. And, he said he's gonna put it all over Facebook. That's the only reason I give this to you. You want to pretend to be the assistant regional manager for a second and play,
Did you put him on hold?
He's on hold right now, yeah. He can't hear what we're saying.
What did, where did you find out about this?
Well, you know, I try to, you know, I just read complaints board just for fun, and I'm like, hey, this is our store, so I figured I'd, just, you know, see if I can't help this guy out, I guess, but he's being a jerk on the phone, and he's all talking about how he wants a free pizza and all this crap. You know how these idiots get.
All right, well, let me slough him off here, and I'm not gonna, we can't afford to be giving out free pizzas anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
this trick's caught on.
Not in this day and age.
All right, I'll, here he is. All right, I'll,
I don't know if you guys heard him, but he's like, I'm not on hold, guys.
Hello, this is manager.
Actually, I heard all that. I'm not on hold. And I've never asked for a free pizza. I didn't want a free pizza.
I only thought it.
I was just not happy with the customer service and abhorred with the
person. Also my brother, he's a manager.
Basically hung up on me.
He's in Florida.
Retarded. That's, I don't care about a free pizza.
What size pizza did you order, sir?
I ordered a large pizza. I've still got my receipt, and I've got the box, and I've got a tape measure and a picture. It was not a large pizza. That's all I was complaining about.
You measured it.
George, I was the one who delivered the pizza to him, and I delivered a large pizza to him.
No, you didn't. The pizza was not delivered. I picked it up in person. It was never delivered.
He's really pissed off about
that
part.
You're the 2303 number, right? Yeah, I delivered that pizza. I have it here in the computer that I delivered the pizza. George, he's lying.
Because I went and picked it up. If you picked it up, wouldn't there be a delivery charge on there? I can take a picture of the freaking receipt and text it to you, dude. Nobody delivered the pizza.
I mean, there's a $25 delivery charge here on your credit card. I mean,
are you able, if you still have that tape measure, are you able to measure the size of the pepperoni on there? Because that may have affected what your perception of the size was.
It wasn't even a pepperoni pizza. No, I've got a tape measure that shows the outline of the pizza at less than 14 inches. And she told me it was a 16-inch pizza. And I make 100 grand a year. I don't care about a free pizza.
Oh, shit. Listen up, everyone. This guy makes 100 grand a year. So he is definitely the better person.
The service aspect of it. And it was not delivered. I've got the receipt right in front of me.
Okay.
$18.89.
And I know my money. Okay. So I make $100,000 a year.
When you were in there, did you see that
Listen
the size
up.
Of our large pizza is 14 inches?
No, she told me on the phone, just like this guy said he delivered the pizza. Nobody delivered it. I picked it up.
This guy's completely forgotten that they were talking shit about him while he was on hold.
She said when the pizza
he just doesn't
was
care about that part.
14 inches. I'm like, ma'am, you've got to be confused because the pizza was never delivered. I picked it up in person. So how can you possibly think that you are correct when you don't even know that I picked it up in person? So how can you personally know that this thing was... And then this guy getting on the phone and saying that I'm asking for a free pizza while you thought I was on hold. What's that about? Are you kidding me? I never asked for a free pizza. I don't want a free pizza.
Yeah, I make $100,000 a year.
I'm just
what do I need free pizza for?
Amazed at this kind of customer service. Holy crap. That's unreal.
Well, we were given a Jane.
And it's supposed to be a 16-inch pizza is what she said on there. These are 16 inches. I'm like, no.
Oh, look at him doing her voice and everything.
And it's 14, and I've got a picture of it with a freaking tape measure. And I don't want your free pizza. And then this guy before he conferenced you.
That's why you're measuring your pizza. You totally don't want a free pizza.
He told me that nobody likes this girl, and she's going to get fired soon anyway. I'm like, what? I don't care about that. But then to think that you're on hold while you're talking to your assistant regional manager and telling me that this guy's wanting a free pizza, what the heck is that about? I don't want a free pizza.
We can't give you a free pizza because we did give you the large that you contracted
pizza.
For.
Oh. I just said I don't want a free pizza. I don't want any pizza. I don't want anything. I want somebody to address the fact that there's terrible customer service.
Why do you keep bringing it up then?
I don't want free pizza. I don't need nobody's money.
See, it's like reverse psychology. He thinks if he says he doesn't want it enough, they're just going to try and give it to him anyway. That's what he's doing.
Probably better for my baseline to have got the medium in the first place. But
making $100,000 a year and all.
Seriously.
Well, I think if we're able to deliver you a two liter bottle of Coke, I mean, would that be okay?
I don't want anything. No, that's not. You're missing the point.
Did you guys not hear me? I make $100,000 a year.
Cheapskate looking for free stuff. No, I don't want free stuff. No.
Because
that's just silly.
I make.
And I think you as a consumer of other goods in the world would think, hey, that's terrible customer.
Holy shit, we're at 9 minutes now,
and
you guys.
Rude people hanging up on you. And then some driver calling his manager and they're thinking he's on hold and saying the guy's just looking for free stuff. I mean, come on now. I don't want anything free.
I bet you his new complaint is awesome.
That's not it at all. I think somebody here has to step up and say, all right, this is kind of
uncool. I'm offended that you talk bad about my customer service skills. I'm a three-time winner of Pizza Hut's Customer Service Award, so I'd watch your tone and realize who you're talking to.
What did you just say to me?
You heard me.
What did you just say to me? You just threatened me over the phone?
Excuse me, sir. I make $100,000 a year, you know?
I won Pizza Hut Customer Service Award. Not once, not twice, but three times.
Aw. He hung up. That was a pretty good one, Court, and whoever else that other person was. Guy probably hung up because he was jealous because his brother in Florida never won that award. But you know what? His brother doesn't make $100,000 a year like
Next
he does.
Point. What does it take for a guy like me to get involved in this whole Ding Timber thing? You know, you're handing out these phone numbers. It sounds like you're going to have quite a bit of overflow there. I'd love to try my hand at the prank call game.
I'm not doing it.
I like to think of myself as pretty good.
I'm not in charge.
I know Brad Carter, but, you know, maybe someone who sucks like Carlito or something like that. So, anyway, bye, Brad.
Bye. Yeah, I don't know how Ding Timber is going to work. We might just keep all the numbers to ourselves. You know, just for us important prank callers. But maybe they'll figure out a way to share all of the numbers that we get.
Hey, Brad. It's Court from Tally again. I just did a prank call.
I already played it.
From Pizza Hut.
God damn it.
Phone number from Complaints Board. thought it turned out pretty good.
All right, I'm not playing this. You took up enough of my show with your voicemail and your prank call.
You know why the pictures are like they are. This is the Walmart on Bells Ferry Road, and what's our...
Whoa, what was that? I thought I erased all of the Walmart messages.
We know why the pictures are like they are. This is the Walmart on Bells Ferry Road in Woodstock, Georgia. Just letting you know that the images on Canvas that you printed are not available for print at this location, unfortunately. Thank you and have a good day.
Was there someone on the extension phone complaining about me or something?
You know why the pictures are like they are. This is the Walmart on Bells Ferry Road in Woodstock, Georgia. Just letting you know that the images on Canvas that you printed...
What is that? Okay, I'm going to try and call this and just see what happens.
Thank you for calling the Walmart 1 Hour Photo.
Ah, darn it. You guys, I called that Walmart... I'm just going to take the call out. I ended up just hanging up on her, but it was some foreign lady, and she couldn't find me in the computer, probably because I don't know which name it's under. But that was a weird Walmart voicemail that I received. That's going to be the end of today's Snowplow Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thank you, Buster C, for sponsoring today's show. And I guess thanks, Toilet Man, for some of those ideas that I used. And thank you, Apocalypse, for sending in all of the apartment numbers. I still got a bunch of them left, so we're probably going to do another Tenants from Hell show soon. Sorry, everyone, it's all Apocalypse's fault. Be sure to follow Phone Losers on Facebook and on Twitter and YouTube and everywhere else. All the links are in the show notes on phonelosers.org. And keep an eye on the feed. Hopefully I will do another show this week. Maybe. Maybe not. You never know with me. Don't forget to check out Calls of Mass Confusion. I'm ending the show today with a song by Emergency Pizza Party. Bye, everyone.
Got us a light, got us a dark, through horrible disfigurement and prison that sparked, and marked the chalk drawing line, not to walk across a magical boat, to start a quest to retrieve, bereave the sacred treasures, rescue, relieve, restore peace to angels' land, a plan with a wingspan, a pegasus, the arrow of light, and a mirror shield, so give the playing field, and all will be healed.
I'm taking over the world with my magical monster army, got this goddess a light, held up in captivity, darkness is my way, Icarus is my enemy, come see my snakes, they want to play. Sky Palace is mine. Try and stop me, one and only Medusa. Turn you to stone inevitably. Climbing from the underworld to rescue a bitch, please. Come see Icarus, like the sun on your wings.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Angel land, man, and Medusa got banned. Took the underworld, Hades, straight to Satan's hands. She bit him in the face with a strand of her hair. And the goddess of light was thrown in despair. She don't care, she got the wings of Pegasus, flying in the air with the poison breast assist. My guess is the egg whiz got her pregnant, had a hideous half-snake, one-eyed eggplant. Jump into the world of an 8-bit king, let the sound take you back to everything. Little 2DOG from 87, licking off arrowheads, forging heaven, or maybe hell, who the fuck cares? He looks mighty cute, flying with the mighty underwears, with every eggplant, wizard taking their aim. Don't hate the player, hate the fucking game. Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid, Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
No, I'm not going to say a prayer. I think you're an idiot. I think you're a nut job. I want to talk to your supervisor.